Hello?
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, sir. My name is Jay from Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Sir, can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, sir, what do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Your opinion.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to think about it.
Well, I have a list right here. You can pick one or you can tell me whatever you have on your mind, but I have a list that says the economy, the jobs, the inflation, the taxes, the government spending, the education in Minnesota, the health care, the moral, the social issues, the environment, crime, drugs. If you have to pick one, what would be
moral,
the one
social. Moral, social issues.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Is this global? Do you think it's the fossil fuels, the carbon emissions, the need to move to a renewable energy, the water pollution, the climate change, the global warming, the air pollution, the wetlands, overpopulation? Or if you have something on your mind, you can share that with us.
Lack of leadership in the world.
Okay, thank you, sir. See, lack of leadership in the world. Let me write this down real quick, okay? Now, sir, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Is it the water pollution, the air pollution, the global warming, the climate change, the recycling, the forest management, the protected wetlands, mining, nuclear waste in Minnesota, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space? Can you pick one?
What's the question? What's the biggest thing?
What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Well, I would say it's mining and the fact that they're not letting us mine.
Okay, I understand. And it's a pleasure talking to you, believe me. We're going to get more deeper into that as we move forward, okay, sir? Now, using this
scale
of excellence, just a couple of minutes. But using the scale of excellence, good, just fair or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota's industry? How about the forest produce industry? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Which, what was it again?
Now, how would you rate the environmental performance of the forest produce industry in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, and the electric utilities in Minnesota, same question. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
And the agriculture and farming, how would you rate the environmental performance in Minnesota of the agriculture
good.
And farming? Good. And the mining, same question. Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Well, I'd say good if they let us mine like we're supposed to.
Let us mine. Okay. How about the medical manufacturing? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And how about refining? How would you rate that industry? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, sir, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? How do you think the agency of Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is doing? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Okay, how about the county land departments? How do you think they do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good. Just very good. How about the environmental groups? Same question.
What are the environmental groups?
If you have no opinion or if you have no knowledge, we can move forward, sir. But that's all I have written, and I'm required to read by Baden in order not to...
I say fair.
Okay. How about the forest and timber industry? How would you rate that group a managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota.
Good.
Okay. And how about the U.S. Forest Service? Same question.
Good.
Good. Thank you, sir. Moving on. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how important, sir, do you feel that the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important to the economy in Minnesota?
I'd say very important.
Very important thing. And how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat, not too, or not at all significant role?
Somewhat.
Somewhat significant. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota. Now, to make paper, lumber, and other wood produce. Sir, how many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Boy, I don't know. I would probably say it's probably the same right now, currently.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same, to the best of your knowledge?
I would say probably fewer.
Fewer trees, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no?
Boy, it's a tough one. No.
Okay, no problem. We can move on. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe, sir, that timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Positive.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's possible, sir, to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I do.
Okay, so that's a yes. Now, do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not a park or wilderness areas? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and do you feel it's appropriate? I'm sorry, that's the wrong question. But some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, sir, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that they will be harvested for making wood and paper produce? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood produce from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
And do you feel that it's appropriate to use the whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you donate money to the environmental causes?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself an active member of the environmental group? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And you don't donate any money, right? Okay.
Let me
move on right here. Now, the Minnesota Forest, we're almost done, sir, okay? The Minnesota Forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural region and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Sir, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What's your opinion?
I say significant.
A significant, okay. Now, Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is the difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the use of the state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job? Support or oppose that idea?
I would probably support that.
Support, okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin, though, is improving their rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to the increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment and support his rural economies, forests, and forest industry? Will you support that or oppose that?
I think I would support it.
Okay. Now, the last fourth is just for statistical purpose, but let me know if you support this or not. I'm going to list several components of the program. Actually, it's just four components. After each, please tell me, sir, if you support or oppose a state funding for that part of the program. Now, will you support create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills? Will you support that part of the program? Yes, or
I would support it.
Okay. How about the part of the program? They increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Will you support that or oppose?
And if you had no opinion, we can... Qualified people. Yeah,
they will be trained. Okay, we can continue. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Will you support that part of that component of the program? Yes or no?
To me, it doesn't seem like it fits in with everything else, but
we can.
I'll pass on that one too. Yep. Move on.
Okay. Now, how about the part of the program that get into the classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide? Will you
support I would support
that.
That.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Just a final question for a statistical purpose only, but what is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
I've got an AAS degree in natural resources technology.
Oh, great. Thank you, sir. And now, moving on. Is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Okay, how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, a small town, a farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Okay, so sorry. Okay, here we go. Now, the last one. Is your annual household income 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, or 100,000 plus?
50,000.
50 to 74, okay. And do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative, thank you, sir. And when it comes... on the following categories, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, a business management or administration, or you're a retired homemaker, student, or not employee?
I'm a business owner.
You're the business owner? Blue-collar or white-collar?
Blue-collar.
A blue-collar. Thank you, sir. Now, the last question is just for statistical purpose only, but in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Well, I'm a male. I'm a male.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, it means a lot to us. Thank you very much. This concludes our service, sir. Very kind of you. Okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.